Excellent.
Good evening, Rabbis. I never really heard the opposing shurim. I don't really hear the shurim because I know it's such a geschmack of shurim. I think maybe it's a bit of an anticlimax to go from his shit to my shit. The noisa I want to talk about today is there a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Is there a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Now, before we start, I'm not trying to say here, is there a mitzvah to be besimcha on Rosh Hashanah? No, because of course there's a mitzvah to be besimcha. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha constantly, right? The part of Avodas Hashem is to be besimcha. That's obvious. But on Yom Tov, there's a special din. There's another halacha of there's a mitzvah to do certain acts, to do certain things to be besimcha. There's a mitzvah that it's also a feeling of being besimcha, but there's certain things which Chazal told us we must do in order to make the mitzvah of simcha, and these things don't apply all year round. All year round is just the mode and the mood. You have to always be in that. But on Yom Tov, there's a zalocha. You have to do things that make you besimcha. Now the shaila is like this. Rosh Hashanah. So now, Pashta, I would have said, what's the shaila? I mean, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not a chag. Rosh Hashanah is not Sukkah, it's not Pesach, it's not Shavuot, it's not Shalosh Regalim. It's not the Shalosh Regalim. If you look in the Torah, it's the Samach V'Chagecha only says on Sukkot, and Pesach is called the Chag. Shavuot is not even called the Chag. Shavuot is called the Moed. Rosh Hashanah is not called not a Moed, not a Chag. Why should there be a mitzvah simcha? I think our we all have is Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuot is a mitzvah to be simcha. Rosh Hashanah, and especially Rosh Hashanah is not the time to be besimcha. So the quote number one is it doesn't say in the Torah. The Torah doesn't call it chag. Quote number two is I'll read you the Loshna Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Chanukah. The Rambam writes she'ein bem halal. There's no halal on Rosh Hashanah. Why is there no halal on Rosh Hashanah? And don't forget, it's also Rosh Chodesh, right? There's no halal. It says the Rambam can be made tshuva beyiru pachad v'loy simcha yaseira. Rosh Hashanah is not the time for simcha yaseira. Yeah, correct. It's not the time. It's not the time for simcha. You say it's not the time for simcha. Right? But what then? Rosh Hashanah is days of tshuva yir pachad. It's days that you're supposed to think about your deeds and do tshuva and have faith in the Baruch Shleilam and it's that's the mood. Rosh Hashanah, not simcha. Simcha is not the time. A halal can only be said when a person is besimcha. And if a person on Rosh Hashanah is not the time, he's supposed to be in that mode. So with Mela, there's no halal. There's the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam as well in Pirshas Mishnayos. Rosh Hashanah says, "Eino hogon aschoik ba'asimcha." It's not befitting on Rosh Hashanah to be besimcha. As well, that's the chiyuv of the Rosh Hashanah. Now the third, which also the chiyuv sounds like there's no mitzvah simcha on Sukkot on Rosh Hashanah. The third thing is interesting. The number one, the Zohar Kodesh writes the Zohar Kodesh in. In the Zohar Kodesh is Mavur as well, there's no simcha. A person shouldn't be besimcha on Rosh Hashanah. I can't tell you the Lashon, I didn't see it myself. I just saw it brought down. And the bring down from the Arizal, it's brought down in Shah Kavonas from the Arizal. The Arizal on Rosh Hashanah used to make sure to cry. On Rosh Hashanah he would cry. It's brought down in the Behitiv that the Arizal used to cry on the Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah. And Ad Kedekach, the Arizal said, if a person doesn't cry, he says it's not such a good thing. It's a simon that his neshama is not mesukin. His neshama, there's something wrong with his neshama. The person has to come the day pri Rosh Hashanah. So Echira, again, it sounds like the Echira would have thought that it's a steer to simcha, a person to mechabi to cry. At least if that's the rest of the results that we need to do, so why should there be a chi of simcha? But the maisa, there is a chi of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. There is a chi of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam that I said before, the Rambam says, it's ein bem, it's yamei tshuva v'yiru pachad v'lo yisimcha yaseira. So you quite right, he said, that it's no, the Rambam stresses that no simcha yaseira. Extra simcha. Now for halal, it's not enough just to be simcha. There's an extra dose of simcha in order to halal. It's supposed to be something which is supposed to come out from you by itself, and it's supposed to be holding mamash like mamash, and it's the halal is extra. But simcha itself, of course, there's yemei simcha as well on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Vos says Rambam, not ad kedikach, not the same darga as that's mechab yuhalal. And the Rambam himself writes in Hilchas Yom Tov, this is his lashon: Shivas yemei haPesach u'shmiras yemei haChag, that's Pesach and Sukkot, im sha'a yomim toivim kulam. with together with all other Yom Tovim. It says obviously it's Kodesh Shavuos and Hashanah and Lechor Yom Kippur, all other Yom Tovim. Says the Rambam, Chayv Adam Liyaz Bem Sameach V'Toyv Leiv. The Rambam person has got to be Besimcha V'Toyv Leiv, and the Rambam goes further. The next halacha, the Rambam writes, how do we do it? Like the Shulchan Aruch, like Gemara says, we know Bosav Yayin and children is Mina Masika and the wives is Godim, and we're gonna, like we'll see. And that is also included in Shoshana. So that was the halacha that we know that we have to do to Makaya Mitzvah Simcha on Sukkah. So the Rambam applies also on Rosh Hashanah. But it's not called a Chag. It's not called a Chag. The positive Torah doesn't call it a Chag. So now says the Rosh says that it's, number one, it's called a Moed. It's called a Moed, because if you look in Parashas Emor, it starts off a little, before you go through all Yom Tovim one by one, it's got it like Dama, and then it goes through one by one. So in this Moed is going, in fact, that Shabbos is the first one, and Shabbos is not a Moed. But this Hakdom of Moed is going all the Yom Tovim. It says, Klaus, Hashanah is called a Moed as well. Okay, but it's not enough. Says the Rosh, this is Rosh in Rosh Hashanah, says the Rosh is also called, a Chag, says the Rosh, because it says, Bakesa Eliyoyim Chageinu. We know the Kapitel, we say before Tkiyas, Bakesa Eliyoyim Chageinu. And it's called, it's Takamadibri Nevi'im, it's called Chag. And as well, the Gemara says in Sukkah, that when it says, V'yoyim Simchaschem Ma'adeichem Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah is referring to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, because the Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara's got there in Sukkot Afnon Hei, a drasha that's referring not only to Rosh Chodesh, which grad anywhere Rosh Chodesh is in Rosh Hashanah, but it's also referring to Rosh Hashanah.
Can you say Chag Sameach
for someone? Yeah, maybe you could say Chag Sameach. It's not a very to say Chag Sameach. Ma'adim Zecha belongs to Chol HaMoed. Yeah. So it's called a Chag. It's called a Chag. And also the Torah calls it Klal Simcha, B'yom Simchaschem. It's called Biyim Simchaschem, and so says the Mishnah Berurah. We'll go through that one. What about the Arizal? The Arizal said one should cry. So the Teretz says like this. The Teretz is given like this. The Ramah Paskins in Hilchas Shabbos in Reish Peiches that a person is allowed to cry on Shabbos if it's an order to take away his tzar. A person's in terrible tzar, and by crying, then he can get rid of a bit of it. He can feel it can relieve his pain, and he can feel a lot better. So he's allowed to cry. As the Ramah Paskins and Reish Peiches, you're allowed to cry. On that, the Taz says, how can he say allowed to cry? That's at the time that he's crying, he's butzah. And he said that the Taz disagrees, and Taz says no way a person is not allowed to cry for such a thing. He's chelik on the Ramah. Nevertheless, says the Taz, there's a medrash that says that Rebbe Kiva, whenever he said Shir Hashirim, he always cried. He said Shir Hashirim, he cried. Says the Taz, well, why did he cry? Well, it's obvious because he was sad. Says the Taz, the sibah why he cried, because B'Shad was saying Shir Hashirim, Rebbe Kiva was saying Shir Hashirim, so Merev Shteikakos to the Beresh Leilam, he felt so close, and he felt the Gadlus HaBoreh so immense, and it was terrifying for him. So it made him cry, he burst out crying. Now, but this crying wasn't from pain, it wasn't from anguish, it wasn't from suffering. Forget, it was crying. It was just very emotional. He connected himself to the Beresh Leilam. And Ramayla, he came to an emotional state where he started crying. Maybe because he felt how distant he is from the Beresh Leilam. Whatever it is, but it's just an emotion that came out. And it comes out in a way of crying, but not from sadness. So the Arizal is similar. The similar is Arizal. That's what Arizal means. A person doesn't come to this matzah where he doesn't suddenly burst out crying or whatever, even in a small way on Rosh Hashanah. So it shows that he doesn't have this emotional bond to the Beresh Leilam. I mean, that's what Arizal wants from us. But it's nothing to do, no connection to crying, machma sadness. So Mela Rosh Hashanah, we established Klal Rosh Hashanah, Ezicha, there's a chiyuv, Simcha, V'samachta b'chagecha as well, just as much as al yom tovim. Nevertheless, right. I'll read you out the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah in Tovkuf Tzadizayim. Oichlim b'shoisim usmeichim. A person on Rosh Hashanah has to eat and drink and usmeichim. Bein Mes'anim Rosh Hashanah, we paskin as the Issa to fast in Rosh Hashanah, it's machlugs apaskin, machlugs rishonim, goyinim, but we paskin one's not allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Berurah brings over here that, but if he's fasting up until after Chatzos, because he's davening for so long, that's okay. But to fast the whole Rosh Hashanah is awesome. Says the Mishnah Berurah here, why? Says the Shabur, it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Hadin. Even Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Hadin, is a harsh day. Says the mitzvah of Samachta b'Shabur, right? It's klar b'Samachta b'Chagecha. You know, when we sing b'Samachta b'Chagecha on Sukkos, it applies to Shana as well. Right? It's a weird thing like that. B'Samachta b'Chagecha. Shana is a completely different theme. No, it's a chiyuv simcha as well on Rosh Hashanah. As the same pasuk comes from the same pasuk, and like we say. But nevertheless, there is a few chilukim. There's a few chilukim between Rosh Hashanah and the other Yomim Tovim. One big chiluk is that this. This is really the main chiluk. The Mechaber writes in Hilchas Yom Tov. This is in Hilchas Yom Tov in Tov Kof Chof Test, in the end of Chelek Hei of the Mishnah Berurah. Mechaber says there, Adam Oichol v'Shoisev Sameach Beregel. A person should eat and drink. But don't go too far. Don't get involved too much into it, because then it brings to the schik bekalasuresh. If you say not schik bekalasuresh, simcha. That's not called simcha. Person, it bursts out laughing and he's silly. It's not called. That's called hoyles v'sichras. And a person should not do that. But in stavir ala hoyles v'sichras, ala simcha. The mitzvah is simcha, not hoyles v'sichras. Sheesh ba'avodas hayoytza. This is yom tov. So yom tov, you should eat and drink. But don't go over the board. Don't go over the top. Overdo it. Don't overdo it. That's right. That's what I'm saying. Don't overdo it. Of course not. Yeah, but the Mechaber has to tell us, because since here there's a chiyuv to drink, there's a chiyuv to eat, so maybe a person might come to it. So since the Mechaber has to, he warns us, don't. Now in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Mechaber says different. The Mechaber says, Don't eat until you're completely satisfied. Don't eat until you're completely satisfied. And Avada also drink as well. Here's a bit of a different lashon. The Mechaber there says, don't overdo it. Here the Mechaber says, don't fill yourself up. Meaning, in other words, it's a bit of a lower darga. It's a bit of a less darga. And he says, "V'tir yiras Hashem al paneim." This lashon the Rambam doesn't say lichos yomta, because Rosh Hashanah does have a specific extra seriousness into it. It does have a serious. There's more of a serious note, right? Now, that's the nafkamina. That is the biggest nafkamina. That's the nafkamina lechayil adina between the two. In other words, they both have a chiyuv simcha, but nevertheless, because Rosh Hashanah afterward is Rosh Hashanah, so a person should understand that it's not as much as Sukkos. It's not. The Simcha isn't as powerful as it is on Sukkos. It's interesting. We say on Yom Tov when we daven, we say Vatitin Lanu Hashem Kenu Baba as Yom Chaga. Let's say Sukkos Hazeh. And then we say Nusach there. We say Bahava. I'm thinking in my head the Sephardi Nusach. I say, and then we say and Yom Tovim. We say Lasasun and Lasimcha, right? We add Lasasun and Lasimcha. The Yom Tovim were given to us Lasasun and Lasimcha. Now Rosh Hashanah we don't say Lasasun and Lasimcha, right? The Rosh Paskins, the Maskon is we do not say Lasasun and Lasimcha. Some Goyim say, of course you say Lasasun and Lasimcha, but the Maskon is we don't say Lasasun and Lasimcha. Says the Kovenant Sanger, why? Well, why not? If there's a Chi of Simcha, why not? Says the Kovenant Sanger, it's not because it's not Simcha. It's not because there's no Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. He says the difference is, we say when we daven, we say, Vatitin lanu Hashem lekeinu bahava es yoyim as you call it. Hashem gave us this Rosh Hashanah, l'sasun l'simcha, for in order to be happy. That's what the Nusach sounds like. Another Kovenant Sanger says is no. Rosh Hashanah is not given in order to be happy. Rosh Hashanah was given for whatever reason. It was given a different reason. Grada on Rosh Hashanah, there's a chi of simcha. Sukkos, the sibah where we got Sukkos, is to designate these 7 days for simcha. And what in Pesach, what in Shavuos, it was designated to have simcha. Mashiach in Rosh Hashanah, it was given for whatever reason, because it's a yom hadin, so made it a shofar, whatever. Grada, because it's a yom tov, the Bereishis wants whenever there's a yom tov, there's a chi of simcha together with it. Made it, that's the sibah where we don't say sasun and a simcha. Right. So in other words, this is nafkamina, not nafkamina ladina, but it's yisoydisdik a difference between Rosh Hashanah and Al Yomim Tovim. Others say that this. The Rambam says that Rosh Hashanah is yemei tshuva b'yiru pachat. It's not yemei simcha. So others want to say that this. The Rambam means that it's not a yoyim shel simcha. It's not a day of happiness. It's not This day is a Yom Simcha. It's a Yom Tov. And in that Yom Tov, there's a Chiyuv to be B'Simcha. Right? It's different when it comes to Sukkot. Sukkot is the Mahus of Sukkot is a day of happiness. And a person is supposed to behave in that way. Rosh Hashanah is not Pshat. There's a shtick, there's a day here of Simcha. There's a day of Rosh Hashanah, a very chashuv day, a very serious day. And ground on this day, there's a Chiyuv as well to be B'Simcha. That's what others want to say. That's not, the Rambam says, it's Yemei Tshuva V'loi Simcha, you say. They want to say, it's Yemei Tshuva V'loi Yemei Simcha.
You can do one Masa of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, and you're to give in the mitzvah of Simcha. And the other Yom Tovim, you have to be in the Samach the entire Yom.
All Yom Tovim, the Chi of Simcha is to drink wine and to eat meat, yeah? Or one of the two.
Simcha on the entire Yom Tovim, it's a day of Simcha.
You don't have to drink wine and eat meat all day long. You don't have to do all day. No, on Yom Tovim, as long as you do it once in a day, once a night, in your Yotza. Yeah, I don't know why is it talking every moment?
A constant
chiyuv. Yeah. So the chiyuv, the simcha is not drinking wine. The simcha is the be wine happy. Is maybe the day simcha. Simcha to be happy. Yeah, the simcha is just to be happy. The Chazal say, how do you do it? The Chazal give us agdoras. The Gemara said.
But Rosh Hashanah, you just as long as you're happy that 1 minute somewhere in the day.
You know it. You mean, but you don't have to do. You don't have to. No, very possible. You can even be constantly happy if you want. And you can count the mitzvah of simcha constantly, but that is just a bit of a lower notch. You're talking, it's not pshat. If a person makes the mitzvah of simcha one moment on Shani, he's makes the mitzvah of simcha. The more time he's makes, the better it is. That's the chiyuv. Two nafkei minas. There's another nafkei mina. And I'll finish off with this. An interesting thing. What is the chiyuv? What do you have to do? In order, what's the, now, I thought that was Magdim, a person has to be b'simcha all his life. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah simcha. So Chazal say, the Gemara says in Pesachim, that what a person, what's this person supposed to eat? So the Gemara says, he's supposed to eat basa shlami. Basa. The Torah says, the Torah says, right? I think it's parashah, I'm not sure. Yeah, the Torah says the chi of simcha, the mitzvah of simcha means a person can become a simcha through basa shlomim. Through basa shlomim. Says the Gemara, but what about nowadays? There's no basa shlomim. There's no bismiklosh. Says the Gemara, yayin. Yeah, and the mechaber takapask, it's mavur in the paskim. It's basa of a yayin. It's basa of a yayin. Says the bialocha, why basa? The Gemara says nowadays there's no more basa shlomim. So what do we do? You know what? I've got something else for you. I've got yayin for you if you want. But why do we bring back basa in the picture? The Rambam is the one who says you can also choose basa. But it sounds like the Gemara that you need shlomim. It needs to be a carbon shlomim. It's not enough just that it's meat. It needs to be meat that's a carbon. So today, Bezmanenu says the Bialocha, therefore, if a person wants to just be a camel with yain, do it with yain. There's no chiyuv to have basa. In other words, today, the chiyuv of yain is more chomer than the chiyuv of basa. It's not as, now, if you think about on Shoshana, everybody's agreed that there's no alila regel and there's no shalom chagiga. There's no shalom Rosh Hashanah. Now, on Rosh Hashanah, there was never even a half a minute to say that the chiyuv simcha should come through shalom chagiga. There was never because there's no shlomim. The person never brings shlomim. So for Rosh Hashanah, even bisman Gemara, you talking? It was just something else. Even bisman Chazal, even bisman Gemara on Rosh Hashanah, it wasn't through basa. So it was through yain. So all the more so, sukkahs, okay, the Rambam was mechadish that the boss, you could still have the boss. But Chazal never b'chal was megala anything about boss on Rosh Hashanah. So maybe Rosh Hashanah, the chiyuv was much more just yain, there's no need for boss. But Nachman, if a person wants to be boss, about this with boss as well. But like the Mishnah, the B'Allah says, the ikkah is with yain. Boss is also good. Shkoyev.
Spending money on a better one.